ओम शांति। डिड यू एंजॉय बाबा? बाबा इज देयर? माई क्वेश्चन इज फर्स्ट, यू हैव टू आस्क लेटर, व्हाट डिड यू लर्न इन दिस विजिट, नॉट ओनली फ्रॉम मुरली बट इन दिस होल विजिट? You would have stayed here for 1 week, 5 days, 7 days. What did you learn? This noise, so please. Yes, yes. Anyone else?
How to be married and
married. Wow, very great. Light. This is great quality of a yogi. Yes?
Go back to the first lesson
of soul consciousness. First lesson? This is last lesson also. First lesson, I am a soul. Last lesson, what kind of soul I am? Great, victorious, Master Almighty, or just a soul? People talk about one thing on the basis of this Babaji Murali too. Self-transformation. We have to bring a change into our sanskars. But hardly anyone think which sanskar we have to change. Now you have to decide today here in your own mind, interior, in inner consciousness, I will change this sanskar. It is not enough to say our transformation will transform the world, but how? Which sanskar? So think over it. Take one, two sanskar, not many. One or two. That this is the sanskar for me which create hindrance on my way. This is the sanskar within me which creates problem for others in my family or in service field. So I have to bring change in this. But how then? First step, I will change this sanskar. Second and important step, how? What is the method? If we just keep thinking all the time, I will change this sanskar, but we don't know how, then that sanskar will last up to our last moment. We have seen sanskar of anger. When they came in dhyana, sanskar of anger. When they left body, with the sanskar. So today, self-introspection. Go deep inside. I have to achieve everything from Baba. This is not enough that we achieved Baba, so we achieved everything. No. I have to achieve this from Baba. You can make a list, not very big list, a small list of 5 thoughts only. Very important thing. Just, I give you an example. This is homework for everyone that I will achieve divine intellect from Baba. I will make my intellect very divine. So this divine intellect will change into divine wisdom. And in every birth, in every life, we will have first-class intellect. Because intellect is important factor of life. If we are very intellectual, first-class, top-class in our study, you can know how much self-respect we feel at that time too. But if a person is third-class, always unsuccess everywhere, not good intellect, how inferiority feeling he or she had in life. So I have to achieve divine intellect from Baba, divine wisdom from Baba. This is one powerful thought. Second thought, I will make my life or mind fully content. Contentment will remain my natural sanskar. Not forcefully, but with the help of all achievements from Baba. The more and more and more achievement we have from Baba, automatically we are content. So if we are content here, we will remain content in 84 births, after Treta Yuga too. Our contentment will continue in Copper Age and Iron Age too. Third thought, I have to gain all powers from Baba. I will make myself most powerful person in this life. More powerful than Maya. More powerful than problems. More powerful than any circumstances of life. So if we keep such aim in our mind, and we make such good effort to gain all powers from Baba, then after Treta, Dwapar and Kali Yuga, we will remain powerful. And those who are powerful will become kings. We'll get victory. If we get victory here over Maya, we will be experiencing victory everywhere in Copper Age and Iron Age. So this is subtle connection. I have to become perfectly happy in this life. One big achievement. Happiness is not a small thing. A big treasure, we can say biggest treasure, you can say in the world, people are not happy inside. They may laugh, or people have opened laughing clubs, because people have forgotten laughing. So, but happiness, inner cheerfulness, which depend upon our own self-churning, own attainments from Baba, it will make us healthy. Medically, those who are very happy, their cells of the brain, to cells of the brains they name neurons. So their neurons of the brain becomes very active and they keep dancing inside. So a beautiful secretion from the brain. The secretion like nectar, it makes our body perfectly healthy. And you can see in this world, few people who are very happy, they are not so much unhealthy. They are very healthy, prosperous, their family life different from others. So make a list. I will have to achieve these five things from Baba. One another thing which is very great. Blessings, vardhan. In English there is one word, I think, blessing, but blessing is not proper word for vardhan. Boons, God's gift. We have to achieve many vardhan from Baba, or at least two, three. And these blessings, these vardhan, now you can understand the word vardhan? All follow vardhan? Vardhan, blessings, gift of God. In near future, what will happen? It is happening now too. But it will happen very intensively. It's too much on this earth. Lot of sorrow, grief. People will come to you. We have heard that you met God. You are great. Keep your hand on my head and make me free from this sorrow. People will come. Give me drashti and make me free from this overthinking. A big problem coming up in this world. It's becoming the biggest problem of the world. Previously we used to call negative thinking. Now, overthinking. So, such vardhan from Baba. Give drashti and their mind becomes silent. Such blessing we have to achieve from Baba. One another thing very important, you have to work on that. Our thoughts must be very elevated. Great thoughts, high thinking. People say, there is a saying, simple living, high thinking. But you, if you ask people, just tell me five thoughts, those who are high, elevated, people will say, what are high thoughts? People don't know. What are the elevated thoughts? We know. Baba gave two very beautiful words in Murli. You are world benefactors. You are the ones who will change this entire world. World transformers. Great thought. In this world, no one can think this way, that I will have to change entire world. I will have to change entire nature. No thought in anyone's mind, neither monk, sannyasi, or priest, or anyone in the world. No one can think this, that we have to bring change even into nature. We have to make it satopradhan, pure. So, work on this. My thoughts must become great, elevated, high thinking. And you will experience it by doing the practice of self-respect, swaman. Swaman itself is high thinking. I am a great soul. This is not ego. Swaman, self-respect. I am the master of this nature. Self-respect. So, we have to think that I have to achieve these things from Baba. Are you ready? Now make a plan. Everyone must make a plan for whole year. that by the end of this year, I will make my yoga chart this much, 4 hours, 5 hours, 6 hours, and then make plan for that. That is aim, and now planning. Every month, I have to do 2 hours, then 2.5 hours, then 3 hours, then 3.5 hours, like this. So without making plan, we cannot reach to our destination, we know. We keep a destination, but we need a proper planning. And together with proper, this word, simple and practical planning, which can be done. If you are very enthusiastic here in Yansarovar and think, I will do my yoga 8 hours every day. How many days? 2 days only. Then 3rd day will come down. So simple and practical, just. 1 point for yoga, 1 point for self-respect, 2-3 self-respect always keep to practice always with you. 3rd point, and dharana, like contentment, happiness, I will speak sweet words to others. Then, next point, 1 renunciation, tyag. I will not speak any bad word, ill word to others. I will not get angry. Everyone has to work on anger too, because the fire of anger, it is also deeply rooted inside. In someone, maybe 2000 years old, anger, fire of anger. It is burning our inner power, inner peace, inner happiness. So we have to get victory over this anger too. Are you ready for that? Just 2 thoughts for you. One is, expectations is the main cause of anger. Where there is expectations and others don't fulfill our expectations, then we get angry. So reduce your expectations. Of course, we have to expect many good things from others. That is a different thing. If you have children, you will have expect that they must study well. They must not go in bad company. They must not remain most of the time on mobile. These are good wishes, good expectations. But very important thing, you can use it in your life. If you are in good self-respect for long period of time and you see your children's soul and then you speak them that too much mobile is not good, it will disturb your concentration, boy, leave it. Or just 1/2 hour you can see anything on mobile like this. So if you have good self-respect, so you will experience a wonderful power in your words. Otherwise what happens? A father, a mother just speak to their children like giving order to them. And ego is there behind it. So where there is ego, words are never effective. They may be powerful. You will feel, oh, this man speaks very powerful thing, but not good effect. Good effect will always come with the practice of self-respect. So give attention to it. Specifically, I will remind you, I will ask you, sanskar of any kind of impurity, you all have to get rid of that. You can check. And I'm giving you very subtle thought. You can work on that. We have to get rid of the subtle desires of impurity. Think on it, work on this. Subtle desires, when we are on the path of purity, subtle desires because of our past life, past sanskaras, they emerge in the form of subtle desires. Check them and get rid of them. And your own good thoughts will make you free from them. And give attention. I give you simple technique. You can charge water with the thought, I am supremely pure soul. When you wake up in the morning, take water, little warm water, or if I can say little hot water, at least 40-50 degree hot, and give drashti and remember 7 times, I am supremely pure soul. And if you can do that, from my eyes, golden, pure vibrations are going to this water. Water is being charged. Drink it. Before going to bed at night, same process. So your dreams will become satopradhan. In day two, whenever you drink water, when a glass of water come in your hand, at least 3 times, I am an angel of purity, or I am supremely pure soul. Just either give drashti or create this thought. So water will become pure, and because in this body here is 70% of water flowing everywhere. This body is also like a factory. This factory is making blood. There is no other factory in the world who can make blood. Blood and subtle energy, power for the body. So this water will become pure. 70%. Big amount of water inside, always flowing everywhere in the body. And because of our impure thoughts, jealousy, revenge, anger, tension, any negativity, this water is polluted. So this polluted water, dirty water, causes many problems in our body. Therefore, if we are very happy, if we are very pure, this water automatically becomes pure and we get free from many diseases. So charged water will purify this water. Another practice, you can do 2 times only. 1-2 minute is the part of yoga practice. You can lay down or can sit on the chair or anywhere. I am supremely pure soul here. Self-sovereign soul. Swarajyadhikari, master of the body, master of mind, intellect, master of all sense organs. Just give this swaman to yourself. I am the master of this body. And then feel that from me, from the soul, pure energy in golden color, pure vibrations first of all are going to my brain. Feel that brain became full of golden vibrations of purity. Be there for half a minute, like this is a ball, and full of golden vibrations of purity. I can use one word for this. These pure vibrations will repair your brain. Repair. Many deficiencies in the brain, many damages in the brain will become perfect. And then these golden vibrations are spreading in my whole body. Feel that they are going down in hands, stomach, back, legs, everywhere. Body became full with all golden vibrations of purity. My sense organs are becoming pure. This way, we purify our body. And the pure body will help to purify soul fully. These two practice everyone has to do. Very simple. Do you like? Very simple. Automatically you will feel your impure, negative feeling sensations in the body will end. So when purity is perfect, means purity is very good, then all other dharana becomes very natural, easy. Baba is emphasizing on one dharana always. You know that, but give full attention to that one dharana, easy going nature, saralta, easy nature. If we are easy, if our nature is easy, we are easy, Baba's words, I am repeating, which gave me lot of help in this life. When you are easy, your problems will also become easy. Your work will also become easy. Tension will finish. When you are easy, your disease will also become easy, will go easily. When you are easy, your yoga will also become easy. When you are easy, your sanskaras will also become easy. I heard these things in 1971 and I liked it very much because that was the time in Yag when there was not so much money in the Yag, no medical facility, no medicine for us, no question of a doctor. So, I like this point. If I am easy, disease will also become easy. And easy means, suppose, I got fever. Easy, okay. It will vanish. No problem, because there was no medicine. We used to make something from the kitchen things, juice and drink. That was our medicine for many things. So easiness, easy nature. Work on this, easy. And one who is easy, one quality will come in an easy person, acceptance. And you will have to work on this, effort on this, easiness, acceptance. Here are many things in the world to whom we cannot change. Right? Even you cannot change the sanskar of a person who is creating problems in your family. Right? Accept it and deal accordingly. Suppose a person in your family gets angry, here and there he gets angry, and we came to know anger has become his sanskar, her sanskar. We accepted it, so we will remain silent. We will not react always. We will not give response of all questions. Silence. So this way, easy nature and acceptance. In the sessions of non-BKH, I give always one formula. I would like to give to you two A, B, C, D formula. A, B, C, D. A for acceptance, A for avoid. Two words we can use. A. B, bypass. To certain things, you just cross it. Go on your own path. C, cancel. Cancel. Few things we have to cancel finally from our life. Just as you have cancelled many things. No one will eat fish now. No non-veg. No onion garlic. Finally cancelled. Likewise, few things you can check, you can understand with your own family life, your personal life. I have to cancel this thing from my life. D, do, doing. Whatever you want to do, do it with full determination. So from today, or from Babaji Murali, determined thought, to bring change in any one thing, make your mind very powerful and determined. I will do this. For example, Amratvela. We become little careless. Oh, today I was late at night. Yesterday I was very much tired. So let me rest. A thought, subtle thought emerge in our mind because tomorrow, whole day, I have to work hard. So I need rest. So we make such setup in our mind. And then our mind makes us sleep. Because we gave command to it that you will need tomorrow rest. Tomorrow you will have to do hard work. So you need good rest. So this way, I can say, bring change into your thoughts and everything will change. Because our thoughts are responsible for everything. What we are today, they are the result of past thinking, thinking of yesterday. And what we think today, it will create our tomorrow, our future. So make your thoughts very powerful, very positive, very elevated. With this full faith that there is big power in our each thought. For example, there is a person in your family creating some problems. And you have just one thought, this person will never change. I have seen him from last 10 years. He will never change. Is this thought okay? No. You just start creating. This person will do like this now. From today, he will do like this. Create thought very powerfully. And you will find that your thought are creating vibrations, affecting that person, compelling that person to do according to your thought. So, understanding the power of your own thoughts, make them very positive, very elevated, and enjoy your year 2026. Because about this year, people, those who predict future, saying that this will bring double problems from 25. 4 times more problems. Because we can understand, every year will become more severe, dangerous for the world. Because world destruction will not place overnight. No one should think that today we are sleeping and today tomorrow we will not wake up. It will take time, years and years. Why? Because the period of destruction is also the period of Dharmrajpuri. You must know this secret. So all will settle their karmic account too. Important thing. So people will suffer a lot. Lot punishment here in mind. Mental sufferings. So make a beautiful plan. Such plan always keep giving vibrations to the nature, 10 minutes every day. With this practice, I am sitting on a lotus flower, on the top of globe, receiving pure vibrations from Baba and going to the nature. Pure vibrations are going to the nature. 10 minutes. You can repeat this thought. From Baba, pure energy is coming down to me. From me, this energy is going to the nature. Then for 1 minute, practice it. After 1 minute, again repeat thought. Pure vibrations are coming to me, going to the nature. So what will happen? Nature will protect you. Keep this secret in your mind. Nature will protect you because nature will create wonderful things in future. Up to 2030, 35. It is nature. Everything from the inside of the earth will come up. You can see what will happen. All treasures of golden age, which we all used at that time, they are inside the earth. They will come up. How? With the help of natural calamities. So on one side, heavy destruction. On other side, helpful for the construction of golden age. So make a beautiful plan for this year and enjoy your life. Om Shanti. Now your questions.
Bhaiji, you have already touched a lot of questions, what we had. But some few questions just came. Ordinary remembrance doesn't burn sins, so it requires volcanic yoga. But what if we can't have volcanic remembrance? What we should do?
Ordinary yoga will also burn your sins, but slowly and slowly. And that powerful yoga in soul world, it will burn our sins fastly. Just as there is dust, papers and many rubbish thing, and we fire it, just within 3 minutes everything will burn. So if you become soul, sit there, energy will come to you and it will burn powerfully. Not only sins, sanskaras, impurity, everything. But ordinary yoga, just as practice of 5 form, chit-chat to Baba, or I'm an angel, or to go in subtle world, these things are also very important for us, because aim of this life is not just to burn the sins, but to inculcate divine qualities in life. So with the practice of 5 form, purity, divine qualities will come in life easily. With the practice of self-respect, mind will become silent and it will become very helpful for volcanic yoga. With the help of self-respect, as I mentioned already, thoughts will become great, elevated. So, whatever is easy to you, do that. Don't think that all volcanic yoga is impossible, difficult, so I will do nothing. Many people do like this. Oh, yoga, that yoga, very difficult, leave it. Do the practice of self-respect and yoga will become easy. Practice 5 form, mind will become stable, then yoga will become easy. If you do chit-chat with Baba, beautiful conversations, you will lost in love of Baba and mind will become stable. So all are the basis for volcanic yoga. Do everything.
Wow. Bhaiji, next question is, what is your advice for new Brahmins? How to sustain the intoxication we receive in the first visit to Madhavan?
Not only first visit, but every day you will get many intoxication points from Baba's Murli. Just as many times Baba says, oh, you must be highly intoxicated. You are sitting in front of God. God Himself has come down to become your teacher. So, note down that point in your diary and keep in mind that at least 10 times that day you have to remember that. So, remembrance of that point will make you intoxicated, and that intoxication again will make mind silent and stable and yogyukt. And make a chart. Those who feel that when we came in Jnana, we were highly intoxicated, but day by day, going down. Its reason is that don't make a good plan of their progress. Make a plan.
Please tell us a little more about how to do in self-introspection.
This is actually most beautiful subject for life and my experience of years and years. When I came down, I will never say, I cannot say that I was highly intoxicated in the beginning and my intoxication went down I will say my intoxication was rising up and up daily. And its reason was self-introspection in the beginning of my Madhuvan's life. From 69 beginning and to at least 25 years, I was taking every day. In the beginning, when I used to cook only in kitchen, making tea, toli, cooking food, 6 hours every day, solitude. When I became responsible for Pandavan kitchen, then to 4 hours solitude every day. When I came in Gyan Sarovar, so became very busy, still 3 to 4 hours. But when Shantivan, big campus, and not only kitchen work, but nowadays, right from the beginning, people come to see me every day. You may imagine yesterday, at least 1,000 brothers and sisters came to me. I was listening to them, giving solution and toli also, so my hand was not working up by the night. So then my solitude became very little, but still I love solitude. My room is also such room where when I am alone is solitude. I used to walk on the terraces of Pandavavan, Gyan Sarovar. Now in Shantivan I cannot go out my room. As soon as I will get down, oh, Suraj bhai, we need photo, photo, photo. So I left going out. Because photo, it has become a big interest of Brahmins. But solitude and self-introspection in beginning, 69. I used to walk on the terrace of training section, Pandavan, behind Tower of Peace. I used to talk and used to write that talking to myself. Why you came here? Why you left everything of the world? Why you surrendered your life? So many good inspirations, good intuitions. You have not come here for parchintan, thinking for others, about others. You have not come here to have jealousy in your mind. You have come here to make yourself perfectly pure, a great yogi. You have not surrendered your life to have waste thoughts in your mind, to see others. No. If you wanted to see others, why did you come here? Go back to this world. No. So forget to sing to others. So I did such hard work. I kept one powerful thought at that time. This is self-introspection. Because I was searching for yoga practice. How to do yoga? Right from my childhood. So I read one powerful book of Indian scriptures, Yoga Darshan. It is yoga philosophy. But Sanskrit and hard Hindi, I understood nothing. So when I came to Baba, easy method of yoga, so I used to talk to myself, Surya, you have got good intellect, you have got complete knowledge, you surrendered your life, you have no burden of family or earning money or this and that. If you don't become great yogi, who else will become? Inspiration, great inspiration for me. So this way you can talk to yourself.
Other than Amratvela, whenever I sit for yoga, I feel asleep. Is it due to karmic account?
No, don't think karmic account. Otherwise you will become depressed, fed up. No. although little karmas also are the responsible for that, but keep one attention. Don't hurt anyone in your life. Otherwise, their bad, which is baddua, will influence you. Give happiness, joy, cooperation. Beautiful word speak to them so that they can also enjoy their life. Motivating words you have to speak, one thing. Second thing I would suggest you, someone's brain is also little dull. Some center of the brain are blocked. So whenever they sit in silence, sleepy. So one thing, in Indian yoga system, pranayam. And om sound, om. They, with the sound of om, your brain will vibrate. You can do it. Take breath in, inhale. Take your breath in, and then while exhaling, om. So you will feel brain is vibrating. If you do it 25 times, it will take, you can use for this 10 minutes every morning, empty stomach evening. You will feel that your tiredness finished. Wonderful feeling. If you go tired, evening, empty stomach, do it for 10 minutes. And you can add one thing for our good practice, Brahmin life, visualizing soul. You can do this practice. So double purpose will be served. Soul consciousness plus Om Dhvani. Second, one pranayama is Anulom Vilom. Through this pranayama, oxygen will enter to your brain. It will open up those centers and your sleepy feeling will end. Third thing, little less food. Not full stomach food. Oh, paneer, be tasty today. This is very tasty. Let me eat fully. I always keep my stomach one third empty. Always. I think from last 30 years. So health remains good. Because what is the philosophy, theory? If you need 3 chapati to eat, for example, and you are eating 4, so the energy of your stomach or body will be used to digest that food. And suppose you need 4 chapati to eat, but you are eating 3 only, so that food will give energy to your body and brain. So overriding, full stomach, that is not good for yogis. If one third is little difficult, one fourth keep empty for water. So it will become good, then you will never feel sleepy. And if you feel sleepy, then fourth thing is, before doing yoga practice, you can note down, you can write down 21 times, I am Master Almighty. It will energize your brain.
Okay. Bhaiji, these days mental health issues are increasing day by day. So what is, how to send good vibration to people who have mental health issues in family?
I am world benefactor, this woman. And that Baba's pure energy is coming down to me and going to the world or to a specific person too. If you want to heal some specific person, you can send that from here, this pure energy is going to that person. But if someone in your family or in Brahmin family is suffering from mental disease, I suggest people 4 methods. and very good result, miraculous result, in the morning when you open your eyes or before going to bed at night. Write down 108 times, I am Master Almighty. Those who are suffering from insomnia, no sleep, sleeplessness, they can write down at night because they can't sleep. So 10:30 or 11, I am a great soul. 108 times, writing. So it will make their mind silent and energetic. After 1 week, people feel sleepy. One thing, for depression, for mental disease, both time I am Master Almighty. Second thing, giving energy to the brain. I think it should do to everyone, because brain has become weak. If you have knee pain, you can also give energy. If you have heart problem, give energy to the heart. Kidney, give energy to the kidney. Method, I am Master Almighty, 3 times, 4 times, and put here. Close eyes for 1-2 minutes, then repeat it. So energy will go to your brain, and many problems, even many other problems will end. Good sleep you will have. Third and very important, ask pardon from the souls to whom we gave some or other sufferings in our previous lives. Just when you wake up, or up to 6 o'clock, all souls, if I had given you problems, troubles, sorrow, sufferings, please excuse me. Be happy. So the bad energy which was coming from that side will cut off, and many things will become clear. And fourth thing, drink charged water. Give drashti to the water. Remember, 7 times I am Master Almighty or Supremely Pure Soul, and then drink many times a day. Little, little water. Many mental disease is the result of at least 1,000 persons. They got well from OCD, insomnia, depression, many names they give to the disease of the mind. And they go to the doctor. Doctor give them pills, medicines. But there is no medicine of mind in the world. That medicine of mind is here. You got it already. Use that.
Bhaiji, last Murli, Baba talked about using the word but weakens our courage. So in daily life, especially for us living abroad with many responsibilities, how can we recognize this but stage early and strengthen?
Actually, excuses, many reasons we give in our efforts. So make a simple karma yoga plan. Because we know many problems in family lives. Children are creating many problems. Sicknesses of the body creating many problems. Now, unemployment will increase day by day. AI, you know AI? Artificial intelligence. It will create big, big problem in this world in near future. Many things can become failure in this world. And humans' intellect, completely dull. So this is the end. This AI will cause many damages in this world. So, make a karma yoga plan. In this karma, I will do this practice. In this karma, I will do this practice. Distribute your whole routine at least in 16 parts, 16 kind of work you do whole day. Suppose you are going to drive your car. You have to go to your office by your car. just as soon as you enter your car. Hold steering. Baba, come down. Feel for 1 minute. Baba came down, he's sitting by my side, like this. When you start your work, I have entered this body, I am a soul, Baba is with me, I am a successful person. Do such practices. So make such simple plan, so this birth or excuses or reason will finish.
What is that inner discipline or awareness, inner discipline or awareness that can help us sustain intensity? Even when there is less collective support or spiritual atmosphere.
Actually, nowhere is spiritual atmosphere. Practice of Swaman. Simple thing. It will protect you from this bad energy of the world, and your vibrations will spread in the atmosphere. And people will get affected by those vibrations. People will have respect for you. Practice self-respect. It will answer you many things, many questions. You can choose your own, at least 5 to 8 thoughts of self-respect.
Wonderful. So, Bhaji, last question. Baba talked about whether the mind obeys us in 1 second or not in the Murali. So, how to actually gain this mastery over the mind in 1 second?
Easy or hard? Not easy. It needs a lot of practice because mind has got such practice to run here and there, second. So if you practice, again I will repeat, if you practice soul, I am soul, if you practice 5 form, if you practice Swaman, then speed of mind will become slow. Then it will be possible. In second, I am in soul world. Not for 1 second, at least for 1 minute. Then, immediately in heaven, paradise, for 1 to 3 minutes. Then, in 1 second, subtle world in front of Bap Dada. So, it is important to slow down thy speed of mind. And these are the practices. Soul conscious, self-respect, 5 form. Okay?
Thank you, Bhaiji, so much. Okay. It was really wonderful.
So now in 1 second, not even way, I will give little commentary. In 1 second, I am a soul. Visualize yourself. Now, I reached in my soul world. Make a picture of soul world. Golden red light. This is supreme sky, my home. I am there. Visualize Baba, the Almighty, Gyan Surya. Come in the paradise. See your divine form. Double light, double crown. Viceless life, beautiful nature, golden palaces, subtle world. Bap Dada on lotus flower. In forehead, Gyan Surya. Giving drashti. In my body. Om Shanti.